and I'm at the Coder Dojo Belgium group, and I'm talking to
Valerie Gillon.
Hi, and tell me, what is Coder Dojo for those who don't know?
Coder Dojo is a worldwide organization that sets up a club for kids to learn how to program. It's all free and it's led by volunteers that come once a month for 3 hours and do workshop with the kids.
In our own company, we are doing this as well, which is really cool. Yeah. So I have a question. I have, say hypothetically, 3 children who yes. none of them want to do coding. So how do I get them interested in coding?
Well, if they really don't want to, then you should not force them, because you're going to do worse damage than anything. But if they're a bit enthusiastic, they could come over with our coaches. They'll learn how to make their own program, own game, or animated stories or whatever. And it's usually a lot of fun. But some kids don't like it, and that's okay. You have to just try it once.
As I say to them, sooner or later, you will be sitting in front of a laptop. So, yeah. So if you have a... So how does one go about getting a Coder Dojo into your school or into your business? Or how does that happen?
Okay, we already have dojos in Belgium. We have about 140 dojos running. About in the world, there's about more than 1,000 dojos running. And you just have to check either on Coder Dojo Belgium or coderdojo.com to see if there's a dojo in your neighborhood. And then you can go over there. If there's none, you could start one. It's really not complicated. In Belgium, just contact us and we'll help you with all the steps. It's finding a place where you can have a dojo and finding volunteers that help you out. And then we help you with the material and everything and the logistics. And then up you're going.
Okay, so what describe to me a typical day that I walk in with my kids, and then what happens?
Usually it's weekends. It's Saturday on Sundays, but we have some dojos running in the Wednesday afternoon, but it's mostly weekends because programmers do work during the week, and then so they're free on over the weekend.
Okay, and what can you expect to happen as one of these events?
Well, it's usually... when they come in, they're like, oh my God, everything is so quiet and there's like 50 kids around here because they're all into the programming mode. It really differs from one dojo to the other because it differs with the volunteers that come and what technology they want to use. Some of them use MBOTS robots. Some of them use microbits like we have here, and others use Scratch or Python or C with Arduinos. It really varies from one dojo to the other.
Okay, thank you very much, and enjoy the rest of the show.